You know, we're not being persecuted. Our rights are being stolen because we're not standing up. I'm going to ask you a question. Do we have a different gospel than Paul's? Do we have a different Savior, a different Holy Spirit, different grace? No, we have the same. What moves you, Christian?
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Today on Love Never Fails, Pastor Bill concludes the message, The Heart of a Finisher, from his series, Essentials of the Heart. Now, let's listen in.
We get a dent in our new car, and we have to go into counseling. Amen? Come on, let's be real tonight. You know, we go through something and we're ready to toss in the towel. We're ready to just quit and say, oh, I'm sick of it. Somebody hurts your feelings in church, or they look at you crossways, or they don't shake your hand or hug you the right way, or what. You know what I mean, don't you? None of these things move me. Everything moves me. No, Paul said, no, listen to me. I know what the Holy Spirit of God is doing. I know He's working in my heart. He says, there's only one thing. I want you to know something. These things don't move me. Paul had the heart of a finisher. Amen? He had Jesus Christ in his heart. How do we get to this place in our lives? And secondly, is this true of us, the church? Why do so many things move us, but they did not move Him? We have to ask those questions when we study out God's Word. Why is it that so many believers in the day that we live in, they get offended or whatever, and they're immediately moved away from following our Lord and Savior, or they're moved away from their calling, or they say, I'm not going to church anymore, I'm not going to serve, or this or that. There's not anyone, if there is, I don't mean to offend you, there may be a few that has gone to other cities and literally been in chains. You've been persecuted from city to city, especially if you've gone overseas and so forth. You know what? I have a message that's coming, if the Lord allows me to teach it, and it's called The Coming Persecution to us, the church, here in our own nation. You know, we're not being persecuted. Our rights are being stolen because we're not standing up. You know, and I look at this and I say, oh, Lord, I tell you, I want to be able to say with Paul, none of these things move me. I'm going to ask you a question. Do we have a different gospel than Paul's? Do we have a different Savior, a different Holy Spirit, different grace? No, we have the same. What moves you, Christian? What really moves you? Here's what I want to say, and I don't know how to say it correctly, but listen carefully. You have in you, if you're a believer, you have in you the heart that never gave up. Amen. Do you understand? Jesus never quit. He never gave up. You say, well, Bill, that was God. He was a God man. He came to live as man. Yes, He was God. And now He lives in us. Amen? That's why we're new creations. And I look at that and I say, oh, Lord, Jesus, I have the heart of Jesus living in me right now. Oh, the issues of life proceed out of the heart. I have the heart of Jesus. No matter the cost, He never gave up. And you possess the heart of the finisher. Amen? And I started thinking, oh, Lord, listen, loved one, don't let your mind, don't let your circumstances tell you that you're not going to make it. Don't allow the father of lies to tell you that your problem, whatever you're facing, is bigger than God. God is the creator of you and me and of all things. Amen? No, listen, don't allow defeat. Don't allow anxiety to fill your heart. Why? For out of it are the issues of life. We have the heart of Christ. We have the heart of the finisher living in us right now. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to ever give up in Jesus' name. Are you? No, listen to me. You know, protect your heart. Fill it with good things. If you don't, listen to what happens. It says in Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in the heart, being torn apart. Anxiety in the heart causes depression. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. A lot of people are depressed today. And you know why? There's a heart issue. It says, but a good word makes it glad. Here's a good word. The heart of the finisher. He lives inside of you. The one that never quit. The one that took it all. The one that defeated death, hell, the devil, and everything. He lives in you. And you're in him. And that's why you're more than a conqueror. Amen. And I look at that and I say, oh Lord. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. I hope it works out. No. Stop that. Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the what? The hope of glory. He lives in you. You have the hope of glory living in you. We have to protect our hearts because hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. But oh, when the desire comes, it says, it's a tree of life. Is there anything better than the tree of life? That speaks of Jesus. Proverbs 17:22, talking about protecting your heart. Don't let your heart become defeated. It says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A broken spirit dries the bones. Listen to me now. I know that some of us are going through some hard times, health issues, financial issues, worrying, tomorrow issues, boyfriend issues, girlfriend issues, husband-wife issues, children issues. Don't allow your heart to be defeated because you are, again, more than conquerors in Christ. Amen. Not only that, we must protect our hearts. Protect our hearts, for out of it is the issues of life. Look what Paul said again in verse 24. He said, none of these things move me, nor do I count my life. Look at that. My life dear to myself. Why? That I might finish my race and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify. In other words, to make Jesus known. That's what we're to do. Amen? And watch this. The gospel of what? The grace of God. That's what we declare to people who don't know Jesus. There was only one thing that moved Paul. It wasn't tribulation. It wasn't circumstances. It wasn't being beaten and stoned and left for dead. It wasn't that his friends rejected him, his nation rejected him. It wasn't any of those things that moved Paul. There was only one thing that moved him because he had the heart of the finisher. Listen, he knew that. He knew. That's why Paul could say, for me to live is Christ. Listen, he knew it. In other words, nothing moved Paul but one thing, and here it is. And that was to finish the work that Jesus had given him to do. Amen? If we would only really see that and not say church is something to attend, but church is something that we do. Amen? And if we could see that in our hearts, listen, is it your goal to finish the ministry that God has given unto you? Some of you may be saying, I don't even know what my ministry is. Well, you have to step out, man. It's living in you right now. You have to just be obedient. You have to just say, well, I'm taking up his yoke, and here I go. I'm going to follow you. I don't know where I'm going, actually, but I'm going to be like Abraham. I'm just going to be obedient. Amen. I'm going to step out in faith, and Lord, I want to obey you. I'm going to study your word. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to pray and find out. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ. That's the great commission to go out and tell the world. Listen, that means if we have been given a ministry, that means that we are stewards of what has been given unto us. A steward doesn't own the ministry or own the gifting. No, we're just here to do what God says to do. And here's the deal. Whether you believe it or not, let's take a little bit of the bitter right now. There's the sweet in the bitter. Listen, each of us, every believer, no matter how young, no matter how old, we will give an account of our stewardship. The stewardship of whatever gifting God has placed in you. If it's never been watered, if it's never grown, if it's never bore fruit and so forth. Listen, we're stewards of it. We're responsible for it. The way we treat our wife, the way we treat our husband, the way we treat our children, the way we handle our finances, our businesses, everything we do, we will give an account of because we belong to Jesus. Amen? And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, moreover, it says, it is required that stewards be found faithful. Be found faithful. See, Paul was not afraid of chains. Paul was not afraid of tribulation. Paul was not even afraid of losing his life. Paul was afraid of not finishing his ministry. Did you know every Monday, I remember, I forget his name, but he's famous. He's on the TV all the time. He made a statement I never forgot, and I've taken it for myself. He said, every Monday, pastors want to resign. I know that feeling. It's not that we really want to, but we want to. We want to just, okay, I'm going to retire this week. I'm going to resign this week because, see, you've gotten pregnant all week and you've delivered the word of God. Does that make sense? And now you have to start all over again to give birth the next time that we see you. And sometimes when you've given out, you just say, and it's Monday morning, you go, okay. And you look at your calendar and you go, boy, Hawaii sounds nice. If I just had some money to get there. I understand that. I don't know if Paul ever thought that way. I'm sure he did. I don't really know. He's human like all of us. But I'll tell you something. He was afraid of losing God's plan for his life. Why? Because his heart was overflowing with the heart of the finisher, Jesus Christ. The one, listen, who took it all for you and me. Amen? He was perfect. He was sinless. He had never sinned. He took it all for us. All of it. The scourging. He took it all, and then he took not only that, our punishment. He took our sin. It's amazing. And I sit there, and Lord, I said, you did all that for me, and you've put your heart inside of me, and I'm going to complain now? Oh, no, I don't want to be like that. Listen, did Paul ever drop out of the race? No. Did he ever surrender? Even at the end of his life, right before he was about to die, when Nero was to have his head removed or whatever? You know what he said? Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, he said, I have fought thee, not a, but the good fight. He said, I have finished, say that word with me, finished. I have finished the race. What a great word. I have kept the faith. And that's exactly what's going to happen to each and every one of us that loves the Lord. Amen. Let's conclude by turning to Hebrews chapter 12, one chapter that you know probably by heart. Hebrews chapter 12, let's look at the only way to finish the race now. The heart of the finisher lives in us, talking about the issues of the heart. Chapter 12 of Hebrews, verse 1. Therefore, we also, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Those are the from chapter 11, the hall of fame of faith there. He says, now look what he says to do. Let us strip off, or let us lay aside every weight. Say that with me. Every weight. That's a very important two words. Not only that, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Now listen to me. What weighs a person down the most? Our hearts. From the heart proceed the issues of life. Amen? Everything is there, right here. That what weighs us down? It's our heart. Well, no wonder that Paul, writing to the Philippians, he said, listen, be anxious for nothing. In other words, don't let your hearts be torn apart. Be anxious for nothing. But with everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the very peace of God, the very peace of God will do two things. Will guard a military arsenal, will guard two areas, the areas that we're tormented in, the areas that get heavy, our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Listen, he says here, he says, oh, this heavy weight, you know, it weighs down our hearts. Listen, you know, all the excess baggage that Christians carry around today, what happened to me in 1940 and 1990 and all, listen, let it go, leave it alone. It'll just weigh you down. Jesus told us when we took his yoke, the lowly heart of Christ. What did he say? He said in Matthew 11:30, my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Why? Well, we have the lowly heart of Christ. When we're yoked up with Jesus, we have the heart of the finisher who never quit living in us. Amen? Now listen, doctors tell us, you know, if you ever started running, you know how you go out and you want to have a start running a mile a day or 2 miles a day or whatever those people do. They pass me all the time. I'm doing that, you know, that real quick walk, that sissy walk. You've seen the sissy walk, right? Never mind. And they pass me and they're running. And I passed one this morning. You know, he was running. I passed him. And I said, hey, good morning. I said, man, you need a checkup, man, you know. And so what we do, we have to go get a checkup to make sure our hearts are okay. Listen, lay aside. It says every weight. Listen to me. Sometimes Here's what we need to do. We need to take our heart and we need to put it on God's scale. And we need to say, Lord, why don't you just weigh me and check me out? That's why it says in Proverbs 21:2, every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Oh, we so often have the weight of worry come upon us, trying to take control of us, if you will. You know, and we don't want that. No, we need to strip it away. We know that God is going to take care of us. That's why we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it says all these things will be added unto us, all the things we need in this life. We don't need to have a heavy heart about that. Wonder, God, how are you going to pull it through? We need to quit worried how God's going to do it, just knowing that he is going to do it. Amen? And not only that, we have this weight of the world, that just seems to rest upon us sometimes. Don't let the world fill your hearts. Fill your hearts with the word of God. Hide God's word. It says in Psalm 119:11, hide the word of God in your hearts. Jesus said in Luke 21:34, he says, oh, take heed, beware to yourselves. He says, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness. And here it is. And the cares of this life, the cares of this life. What is worse than a heavy heart? Oh, the burdens, you know, and so forth. It's like, you know, you put your heart on the scale and it just breaks it. You know what I mean? God says, oh man, that's not the way it should be. You know what the worst weight that we carry around is? The worst weight, talking about the heart of the finisher, talking about the essentials of our heart. The worst weight that we carry is the one we need to deny. And that's the weight of self. Always consumed with me and me and me. Jesus told us in Matthew 16:24, he said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself. Jesus said, you don't need you anymore. You need me. You don't need your wisdom anymore. You need my wisdom. You don't need that old rotten love and that rotten worry. You need my love. You need my mind. Amen. He says, deny yourself. Take up the cross. Follow me. Oh, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. He says, come after me. And look what it says now, quickly. It says, and the sin which so easily ensnares us or trips us up or entangles us or encircles us. Now, this is very important. This is probably the most important thing I'm going to say to you tonight. I want you to look at this very carefully. It says, the sin which so easily ensnares us, all right? What is the sin that so easily ensnares us? And let me say something to you. It's very important that we always study the word. Just take your time and study it, because it doesn't say any sin. It says the sin, meaning a particular sin pointing to a single sin. This sin that I want to tell you about is so destructive that only 8 people got inside the ark during Noah's time. This sin is so deceptive that the children of Israel, they preferred slavery to freedom. It's so demonic that multitudes and multitudes have entered eternity, a Christless eternity. This sin is so dark that it literally broke the heart of Jesus Christ in John chapter 11, which we've already covered in verse 35, where it said Jesus wept. What is this particular sin? It is very simple. It is the sin of unbelief. Unbelief in the ability of God. Hebrews 3:12 says this, beware of an evil heart of unbelief. An evil heart is a heart that's filled with not believing God. Not believing God is going to take care of you. God says, that's not the kind of heart I want. Unbelief is a heart issue. What did Jesus say in Mark's gospel, chapter 11, I think it's verse 23. If you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. You see, unbelief is an issue from the heart. Belief is an issue from the heart. It's a heart essential. And I look at that and I say, oh Lord, you know what? This unbelief, can you imagine unbelief stopping 2 million people from crossing over into the promised land? Only 2 people, Joshua and Caleb, wanted to go. Of course, Moses wanted to go, but you know what I'm saying. You know, they stopped them. And 2 million people, they wandered in the wilderness. They died in the wilderness, all because of unbelief, all because of that. Listen, we have the heart of the finisher living in our hearts. That's why it says, watch this now, let us run, how? With endurance. We have the strength of Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have the heart of the finisher who never stopped, who never quit. He's living in our hearts. We can have endurance because it's His endurance, that ongoing determination to just keep on going no matter what awaits us. Listen to me. There is a finish line. One day, we're all going to cross it. Amen? It can happen at any moment. Our race is going to be over. I encourage you, I even plead with you to live. Live your life. Live it to the fullest. Don't let worry rob you and fear rob you and all the rest of it. And I know that some say, well, you know, fear can cripple us. And I'm not, certainly not, if you have a problem in those areas, I'm not beating you up, man. I love you. But I don't want to be robbed. I have, and I know I have, and I know you have. I have the heart that never gave up. He's in me. And I know that there's going to be another problem tomorrow and another circumstance that is facing me and facing you. And I have to say, I see it, but I want you to know I have the endurance of Christ living in my heart. He's living in me right now. And I tell you what I see. I see in the distance a wonderful finish line, and I'm going to cross it. Look what it says. The race set before us. There is a race. It's a pre-appointed, ordained path designed by God. Now listen to me. You are not, Christian, going to fail. Why? You have His heart. You have His power. You have His grace. You have His victory. But you also have something else. You have His promise, and God cannot lie. And what is that promise? Philippians 1:6, He who began a good work in you will complete it, finish it, until the very day of Christ. Not only that, Psalm 138:8, He will perfect those things which concerns you. He's in you. He's working in you. You're going to cross that line. And how do we do it? There it is. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Not looking unto pastors, not looking unto prophets or TV shows or self-help books, looking unto the one who upholds all things by the word of His power. Amen? Looking unto Jesus, our forerunner. It says, who for the joy, the race to the cross, for the joy set that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Why did Jesus sit down? His work was finished. Amen. Yes, He still intercedes for us. That's His high priestly ministry. Yes, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. But His work, His earthly ministry, He went up, He poured His blood out upon the mercy seat. Amen. It's finished. Listen, our redemption is sure because His work is finished. But our work is not finished. Wouldn't it be sad if we didn't build those homes down in Mexico? Wouldn't that be heartbreaking? There are 7 families that are going to have a home, and they don't even know it yet. They don't even know. And I'll tell you what, the ones that are going to, I tell you that God, they probably the ones that have been praying and asking God, and God says, oh, you know what, it's coming. It's always manifested in the supernatural before it ever gets into the natural realm. Amen. Think of that. Think of the things that you're doing. You're enabling others now. You're going to tell others about Jesus. Why? You're ambassadors. That's why we're going down to Mexico. That's why we're doing the things that we do. We work for Jesus, and our race is not over. So run, Christian, run. Amen? For we have the heart of the finisher.
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow with more of the Essentials of the Heart series, and we trust you'll tune in once again. We appreciate you spending part of your day with us, and until next time, may the Lord bless you. Good day, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our 3 services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.